I am here. I'm just like Oprah. And you're just like Ellen. And so we're going to interview each other for some fun questions to see what it's like being a financial coach. And hopefully it'll help you out. It's going to be great.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free, but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. So, Vanessa, I have the first question. I wish I could be like Oprah, but I haven't really watched her that much. So I don't know how to like be mannerism. Maybe I'll pretend like I have those big old thick glasses like she does now.
Her amazing square glasses.
Yeah. Vanessa, can you share the moment that sparked your journey into financial coaching for women? Oh, that's a double-edged sword. So I'm going to ask. So now that I'm really Oprah, It's two. One, that sparked your journey into financial coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And then sparked your journey in this podcast. And I know we've talked about the beginning of the podcast. That's not what I mean. But like when you really knew it was something or whatever. So go ahead.
So the first part about coaching, I was at work. Mm. I was a teacher. And
loved it so much.
I remember. So I love my kids and I love what I taught. I did not love the politics behind it. And yeah. That's the whole thing. But anyways, I remember crying a lot. I was really in a dark place.
I'm sorry. I'm laughing at you.
This is how our relationship is. It's great.
Gosh.
So I remember I was just in a dark place. And I remember just giving it to God and just saying, I need neon shining lights of what am I supposed to be doing with my life? Because I know that this is not it. I know that this was supposed to be temporary during my husband and I's our financial journey. And I remember him saying, you're going to start your business mortgage-free and debt-free. Mm-hmm. And I thought, that's cute. How do you do that? How does that work? And I think I was 28 at the time. And I just pulled out the amortization schedule and I looked at my husband. I was like, okay, this is what the Holy Spirit told me where you have to do things. Here's stuff that we have to do. So we got to work and nobody gave us a dime. We worked really hard. And at 31, we paid off paid off the mortgage. And I remember going, okay, God, you're like a brown-nosed student, straight-A student, like the beginning of the
next
class.
Next homework assignment,
yes. Please. Okay, done. What do I do now? And I remember him going, oh, now you're going to teach other people how to do that.
Mm.
Like it was very crystal clear.
What did you respond? Okay.
And I thought, I don't know what this means. And so anyways, this whole thing that week when I really asked God what's next, Shayna texted me and she said, you need to get your financial coaching certification and we're going to do this together. Mm. And I said, done. And that literally, I think the next day I bought the course and got my certification over the summer. I think you had just finished yours, right? And here we were, 2019, starting our business together.
Oh my gosh. So let's fast forward because I really am being upfront. Don't worry about me. How much did you want to throw up when you had your first client? Or how did you get your first coaching client when you know that you're on, as our friend Rory says, a messenger with a mission. You have a message, you have a mission. So you know that you're supposed to be doing this, but God bless it. It is so hard to put yourself out there and all that. So how did you do that?
So when we first started coaching, Shane and I joined, Dave Ramsey had a program for all of his graduates where you could sign up to get leads through his website. And so we had both signed up for that and we were alternating. So because we lived in the same town.
Yeah, I think that is a really good point because we had Callie on the other day and she's talking about how women need to support women, right?
Yeah.
And I think even though we had no background in really doing that, we had some instinct to do it. So I think you should go into that a little bit more. And then I really want to hear how much you didn't throw up. So.
Yeah. So So we weren't sure how to do this business together. Like, we knew that we were supposed to be here. It was very clear that God had led us to do this as a team, but we weren't really sure what that meant, the parameters. So we both had signed up for this program. We were both paying separately for this program. It was just dumb. And then when the leads would come in, we weren't really sure how to tackle that. So we came up with the system of, okay, every other one. So she would take the first one that come in and the second one that I would. And so we went back and forth for a long time. And that is literally how I got my first client. I called her. She said I was the first one to respond from when she sent in her information. And she said she interviewed a couple people and I interviewed them. I went to a Panera and interviewed them. It was like 7 o'clock at night with her and her husband. I had my little laptop in my case and I dressed all professional and I met them face to face. And guys, I had no idea what I was doing.
Oh my gosh.
I was so nervous. They had no idea they were my first clients. They didn't know for 3 years. I actually coached them for almost 4 years. And I loved them so much. They were like family. And I told myself, if I get this client, I'm quitting my job. And that's how I actually left the school, because Shane and I decided, okay, we're doing this. But I was so scared financially. I needed to know that we were going somewhere with this and I needed to be able to contribute with
them. And the $100 you were charging was definitely a sign you should quit.
Yes. Literally, we got my client. I got the client and I quit my job.
That is so funny, because I remember that was obviously because I moved back in July, I think, or August. Yeah. And you had to go back to school or not in August. And so it was just really down to the wire.
Yes, it wasn't. But they were like, if you go back or you start, then you get a couple of days of vacation or something, sick pay. And so I was like, I'm going to take advantage of that. So I think I started school in August and I quit in September. I broke the news that way. But it was stepping out on faith for sure. We talk about it. The way that I see the Holy Spirit and God speaking to me saying, I can see the whole ladder that's in the clouds and I'm only showing you the next step. Mm-hmm. And so that to me was this next step was getting that client and being able to know. And I knew that this was going to go somewhere. I didn't know how long it was going to take or anything, but that was my sign.
Yeah. So how did it progress from there? You had one client. It was going really great. You obviously could quit your job because we were.
Because I was getting $100.
Don't worry about that. How did it go from there?
So I think we continued to do that system back and forth of getting clients through that program for a couple months. But then you and I started speaking at MOPS groups. We started speaking in front of audiences and just explaining to them how to budget, showing them our very new system that we realized that we were both doing separately that we didn't know about, and just sharing what the future could look like to people.
Yeah. And we would obviously walk into sold out rooms, and it was really, everybody was really waiting for us to be there. Standing ovations and all.
Our very first one that we went to was at the library. We had to beg for them. That's the first one. We had to beg them to let us use the room because they found out that we were a for-profit company, whatever that meant. We weren't even an actual company yet, but we were just wanting to pour into the community and get workshop.
I'm remembering who came. Okay,
yes,
keep going.
Yeah. So we were wanting to just do free workshops in the community and just help people how to budget. And we had one person show up that we didn't know. My mom came to support us because that was a blessing. And we had one friend show up.
Yep.
So we had three people, one person who actually came from the community, and then two that we already knew.
Yeah, that was really great. I feel really great about that. So you eventually just kept going, kept growing. And then you did a bunch of other things. How did you decide that financial coaching is the thing? Like, it's not coaching. It's not health coaching. It's not this other stuff. No, I'm really going to double down on this. I know this is the thing.
Are you talking about at the very beginning or when we already started our business?
No, when we sidestepped a lot. We did a lot of things.
Did do a lot of things. We associate ourselves with as a life coaching studio. So for us, it was like, we're coaching. It doesn't matter whether it's finances or health or home coaching or whatever. We thought it was all coaching, but people just kept coming to us for specifically financial coaching. And we realized there is something here. We have something to offer. Our financial classes that we taught in the community when we started doing those on a regular basis, they had a bigger turnout, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think also we realized the need that people really need financial help. And so when Shane and I sat down and looked at the numbers, we realized this is going to be the thing that we're teaching 100% of the time. And we're not going to do any other types of coaching.
So how do you think your personal story plays into day-to-day your coaching?
Oh, huge. Again, Shayna, so I don't know if you remember this. When I lived in my old house, so this was, over 10 years ago, I think, you told me one time you should be a financial coach. I didn't even know what that was. I had no idea what that term.
I'm surprised I knew what it was.
Well, it's because you had read Dave's book.
Oh.
Before you gave it to me.
Okay.
And she was more involved with Dave Ramsey than I was at the very beginning. And I had no idea. Like, I didn't know what a financial coach was. I didn't even know what they did. All I knew was what a financial advisor was. And I thought, whatever. I remember brushing it off. And then she actually brought it up again. And so this whole thing was 100% led by Faith on you. I've gone through this journey. My parents went through this journey. I learned a lot from them. And what I wanted to do was do something different for me. And what I wanted to do was do something different for my clients. I wanted to show them that they could do it now. They could be young and be successful if they just had the guidance and the vision. And I don't want to like toot my own horn, but I think, and this is something that people have always taught me. They said, you got it sooner. Like you just got it sooner than other people got it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because I just asked the right questions or I was put in rooms where people that who had failed and I learned from their failure sooner in life. But I think I was I've always been financially wired. Mm-hmm. And so it's always been interesting to me how to make money work for you.
Yeah, I think everybody starts in different spots. And there's just certain things that you are, like you said, naturally inclined to go further, to learn, to do, to love. Like some people just stiff arm this stuff because they don't love it. You love it. You really investigated a lot of different things that would make you successful. It wasn't just Dave Ramsey. We love him. Yeah. But there's you had so many different inputs into your financial. So what would you say maybe is your financial philosophy then? What do you hold and value and try to pass on when you're coaching? No big deal. Small question.
Yeah, small question on the spot. It's fine. I think for me, what's really important is to live below your means or beneath your means. I think it's really important to save for the big things that you want to save for, the things that you that are important to you and your spouse, the things that you value, because it's not about every day. It's about the 5-year mark. And I don't want to say don't be in the moment, because I think it's also important to live right now and not miss today. But also, tomorrow is coming, and we want to make sure that we're prepared for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think living below your means is also something that everybody can do. Every single budget adapts to that. And as you grow and as your income grows, you can still do that and live beneath your means. So tell me what a day in the life of Vanessa coaching looks like. Tell me all about it.
So we do most of our coaching on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and usually have back-to-back clients. Sometimes we have free calls. Sometimes we have calls from the signature budget template, because when you buy that, you also have the option to purchase a one-time session at a discount because you bought that program. And so a life in a day, Vanessa, coaching. It's just a lot of pouring into them. I think we call it shared belief or shared, right? Isn't that what we call it? Shared belief?
Mm-hmm. Well, like, we believe in them.
So I think a lot of it is us believing in them before they believe in themselves before they believe that they can do it. And we can see the bigger picture. We see the whole thing. We see the 5 years down the road, but they're so close to it that all they can see is the right now. And the right now sometimes isn't pretty, right? They may be going through something really tough and it's hard, but we can see what's going to happen if they continue on the path. I had a client I talked about in a podcast past. She was so nervous about February's budget that she couldn't even enjoy and really
live in the moment.
Yes, yeah. Live for January's budget because she was so afraid. And then we got to February's and it was like, no big deal. So I think for me, I love being able to pour into them, show them the vision, show them it's okay. I love making mock budgets with them. I think that's super fun. Being able to show them like scenario situations. And I love showing them the light bulb too. Yeah. I'll say the light bulb moments when you see them get it, when you see them, like it all starts to click when what you're saying and the hard work that everyone's been putting in is paying off. To me, that is so rewarding.
Yeah. And I love how we talked about it earlier this week. You had 4 different kinds of session the other day. And so you talked about that one time session that you had about the budget template. So that's the add-on from buying our signature budget template, that call. So what do you do in that? How is it different? And how are the people that are coming to it different?
When you purchase a signature budget template, like Shannon said, you have the option of there's an upsell for a one time. And it's at a really good discount. Some people come to that session with their budget already filled out and some people don't. So really, I have no idea what I'm going into when I have those sessions with those clients. And I had a lady the other day. I said, have you done your budget? She said, no, I actually need you to show me how I'm going to do this. So We shared the screen. I walked through the entire template with her. I showed her just what my opinions are. She was asking me about college and what my thoughts were on how to save for college. Yeah. And she lives in Florida. So we just had this, and we, because I live in Florida too, we have a lot of knowledge on how you can not pay for your kids' college, but maybe they can do it on their own. Anyways, I just talked to her about this whole thing. So you really, it's very situational when we get into those sessions. I don't know what I'm getting into. I have had clients who have had the whole budget thing filled out and they share the screen. I go in there and I basically gut it from beginning to end and give my thoughts, my opinions. This last one, I recorded the session and sent it to her. She didn't really have time to take notes. And I don't either because it's just a 30-minute session.
Yeah.
And so she can go back and look at it and really dissect some of the things that we went through.
Yeah. So I think that it's important to know that they're different because the people that are buying the budget template want to do it on their own. Mm-hmm. And they, like when we talked about Natalie, they are excited to do the numbers. They're not afraid. And I think about OG Vanessa, if she had that from the beginning, this beautiful budget that just helped her like lay it all out, not just one amortization table, but everything on how she could get to where she's going. So I think about the people that come into those sessions, they want to do it on their own, but they want the chance to pick your brain or pick my brain real quick, like double check. Let's have two eyes on this. Yeah. Is there anything I'm missing? Do you think that a lot of times people don't even know if they feel, is my grocery budget real? Is this regular? Is this bad or good? What about, should I be paying this much for
that?
They
want like some reassurance.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's 100%. We're here for that. But also how to set it up, how to set up the paycheck plan. In case you have any questions, it's like a different kind of session. I mean, it's a fun one. It's a new thing that we do. It's a fun one. So if you buy the signature budget template, which is all everything that Vanessa's story is telling you, it's all led to this moment. Mm-hmm. Like making this budget template is everything that we've learned over the years, budgeting and budgeting personally and teaching our clients. It's all led to this template. And then you can also get that one-time session. And it's fun because you can just have one time to make sure you have all your questions answered, but you're not committing to the coaching all the time. And you can just get rolling and get going real quick.
Yeah. And I'll say we haven't had a lot of people take advantage of that one-time session. And guys, it is such a huge discount because we are so excited that you bought the course and the template. You should 100% do that because Shayna said it's very situational. Most of my clients have it filled out already and we just have a second set of eyes on it. And we ask a lot of questions when we do those sessions because we have a lot of coaching to do in that 30 minutes and we got time.
Yeah.
We get time for extras and little things.
We get down to business.
Yes. And we know you want to do it on your own. And we know that you just need a professional to come in and say, what do you think about this? Yeah. This is what I have. What are your thoughts on this? And we go through the whole thing.
Yeah. And you don't have a lot of time either. That's the other thing. Yeah. None of you really have a lot of time. None of us have a lot of time. But that's why the 30 minutes is such a sweet spot. And we do respect that time. We are always, in every coaching session, we are very diligent and trying to get through as much as we can while being here for any emotions that might pop up. It's fine. So guess what? You can go ahead and get one of those. You go buy our budget template. So you'll see it pop up and you can just get a coaching session to go with your budget template so that you can work on it together with Vanessa, with me. You can also, as of today, get a little discount. So you enter the code Vanessa to get. I know it's Vanessa.
That's exciting.
We talked about
getting a fun discount.
I know. And we talked about Vanessa's story. And so today we want to honor that and be excited to honor you. When you buy that, you can get a discount. Use the code Vanessa. And we will be so happy to see you on that one-time session.
Yes, it'll be so fun. Okay, listen, go to myidobalance.com/budget and get your template. See your template, the course, and the session.
Yep. And then use the code Vanessa for your discount.
Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Yep. Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes. So visit myidealbalance.com for all the details, all the links, everything you need to get connected.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.